no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show. Thanks for joining me this week. We'll hear first from Arch Obler's Place this time, and his story from June 7th, 1945, titled Night. After that, it's the Red Skelton Show, and Red's Secret Admirer, his episode from February 12th, 1950.
Mutual presents Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the ninth broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler. In this series, we hope to bring you dramas full of the excitement and the meaning of plays told in relation to the expanding world we live in. Our play this evening is titled Night.
The land is in darkness. The day, once capering with the promise of its allotted hours, has gone, creeping agedly over the edge of the sky. Night, soft veiling, lies thickly over the ponds and swamps and lakes and rivers, over the knolls and dunes and buttes and mountains, over the homesteads, farms, the ranches and plantations, over the villages and towns and county seats and cities. For a whisper of time, the night is on the land.
Don't you get tired dancing?
Keep dancing.
Okay. As long as you pay for it, I gotta do it. But 2 hours, my feet, they're killing me.
What are they stopping for? Why don't they keep playing?
Listen, Sailor, the musicians, they're human. They gotta rest. So long, Sailor.
No, you gotta stay with me.
But I...
When the music starts again, you gotta dance with me again.
Okay. You're the violent type, ain't you? You got more tickets?
Sure.
Okay, you gotta pay tickets to sit and talk to me. Come on, we'll sit over here. Oh, brother, my feet.
When are they gonna start playing again?
In a minute. See, I never saw anybody crazier about dancing. If you want to sit here, you gotta buy something to drink.
All right.
Plenty, two Cokes. What time is it?
10 o'clock.
Hey, over 2 hours you've been dancing with me. Don't you want to dance with somebody else?
I've got to dance with you.
Listen, Sailor, I don't get it. You come
here's
in here...
Here's your folks. There's 4 bits, Navy.
Yeah. Here you are.
Okay.
Do I need this?
How soon does the band start playing again?
I told you in a minute. What's the matter with you? Dancing steady for 2 hours, you can't sit still for a minute? Say, when'd you get off your ship?
A couple of hours ago.
You came right here?
Yeah.
I still don't get it. If you were a hepcat, but... Now, listen, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you dance like an old crutch. Yeah, I'll bet you're a farm boy. Okay, so don't answer that one. But tell me this, what goes, what do you want to dance so much for?
I have the tickets to pay for it.
All right. You think it's just the dough? You think you can just wave the ticket in front of my face and that's all you have to do? Okay, Sailor, you can go dance with one of the other girls, not me.
No.
I'm telling you.
No, it's got to be you.
Oh, no.
It's got to be you. You got red hair.
What the heck are you talking about?
Your hair like carrots. You gotta dance with me.
All right, Bombay. So red hair sends you. You're cute. Maybe you could...
Take your hands off.
Huh?
Just dance with me, that's all. Just dance.
You got your nerve.
I hate you. Hate this dirty, filthy place. I want to go home.
Would you come
in? They're waiting for me, Ma and the kids and Jeannie, but I gotta stay here until I'm broke, so you'll dance with me. Just dance with me.
No, I won't.
You will.
I'll call the bouncer. He'll...
No. Well, dance, now.
Joe! Quick, Joe!
Dance. What's the matter, Annie? This guy's blind.
He's crazy, Joe. He won't let go of me.
Keep it quiet. You know better than to make a fuss.
I know, but...
Okay. Listen, buddy.
No, listen to me. She's got to dance with me.
Joe, make a...
Okay, Sailor. We don't want no trouble in here, but if she don't want to dance with you, she...
She's got to dance with me.
I don't want to.
Listen to me. Please listen. I don't want to dance with you either, but I got to.
You see, I told
Shut
you.
Shut up.
Sailor, what?
That's what he wanted to do. Come back and dance with a redhead. Dance all night. Dance till he was broke.
And what's the matter with you?
That's all he used to talk about on his first leave. How he's going to come to New York and dance and dance all night with a redhead. He's not ever... I've got to do it for him. Please, lady, I'm sick and I want to go home, but please, you've got to dance with me. You've got to dance.
The night is restless. It stirs and turns and carries with it the restless thoughts of artists, architects, contractors and builders, bricklayers and masons, ministers and teachers, tinsmiths, welders, charwomen, tailors, tycoons, freightmen, executors and politicians, bankers, window washers, soldiers, brewers, leather makers, printers, butchers, tinners, roofers, fishers, millers, bondsmen, carpenters, lawyers, judges, painters, senators and representatives, wholesalers and retailers. All the associates, colleagues, workers and co-workers of the land.
Vince.
Huh? You awake?
You can't sleep?
I didn't know I was bothering you.
It's all right. I haven't been sleeping either.
Oh?
Getting cooler.
I've used the plow for 30 years, and now this fella comes along and says it's wrong.
What?
The county agent about the disking. Sure got me stumped.
Oh.
The ground's got to be turned. Sure got me stumped.
Well, Vince.
What?
I hope she's all right.
Now, Egg, are you starting to worry again?
No, I've just been thinking about her, that's all.
But it's been a whole week. He's a fine boy. She'll make a good wife. That's all there is to it.
All day I don't even think about it, but as soon as it's dark, I begin thinking.
Egg, you're such a worrier.
I suppose. What, sir?
Something I forgot to tell you. Right after the ceremony, Dick came up to me and said he wanted me to know that after the war, no matter where he and Fran lived, they'd always manage to come spend vacations someplace in Ohio so they could help with the harvesting.
That was nice.
I'm going to fool him. I'm going to take him up on it. You'll find out it's a lot easier to fly one of those whatever they are, than it is to drive a combine. Sleep, Egg?
No.
Oh, Egg.
Miss you terrible, Vince. For 19 years, you never was away from me. Miss you terrible.
I do, too.
Such a good boy. I know she's crazy about him. But I wish right now she was little again and afraid to be in the dark and crawling into the bed with us like she used to.
Try to sleep.
Terrible, I suppose, my feeling this way. So many people have really lost their...
Sure. We're lucky. She'll come back often. She's a good girl.
Yes.
Now try to sleep.
It's such a dark night.
I think it'll rain a little by morning. But Barley could use it.
Good night, Vince.
Good night, Egg.
The night is a trickster. It mutates, transposes, changes, shuffles, conjures, prestidigitates, juggles, spoofs, hoodwinks, and hocus-pocuses. A white sheet, wind-tossed, spawns a ghost, a tumbleweed, a roving demon, the timbers creak, a dead man's bones. And underneath the bed wait nameless, faceless, night-born things. The night moves on and whispers behind the joke of the dark beyond the dark.
You mean he cut them up in little pieces and stuck them in the boiler?
That's what I mean.
Gosh, hey. Hey, Ryan, cut that out, will you?
Hey, what's the matter with you?
What is the matter with me? Can't you play something else?
Sure.
Ryan!
Ryan, cut it out, will you?
Hey, Ryan!
What is the matter with you guys?
Nothing. We don't want to hear you play, so there's something wrong with us.
Yeah. Is this the auditorium or a fire station?
How would you characters like to go to...
Hold it, hold it.
Ah, that's over in Cicero.
Yeah. It's a hoodoo, all right.
You ain't kidding. Hoodoo,
what?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Listen to Hank. He'll tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's Thursday, Ed.
Okay, it's Thursday.
There hasn't been a night run on this station on Thursday night for 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah. Since the Thursday night that Paddy Gooner's died. On a windy night. Just like this one.
Paddy Gooner's? Who was Paddy Gooner's?
He was a fireman. And he died in this station 20 years ago. Right in this room.
Hey, fellas, is this guy kidding me?
Well, listen, you big lug. He's telling you the facts.
Now, you want to hear the rest of the story, Ryan?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. But maybe you didn't like ghost stories.
Yeah? Go on.
Okay. Paddy Gooners was the driver of a steam pumper that ran out of the station 20 years ago. He was a little guy, but big with women.
Like me.
Oh, keep quiet, will you, Ryan?
Only one day he met a woman he shouldn't have met. The pretty wife of a fellow who stoked the boiler of the pumper.
Oh!
One day the fellow who stoked the boiler of the pumper came home when he shouldn't have come home.
Uh-oh.
Paddy did some quick talking. Though he talked his way out of it because nothing happened.
Nothing?
Nothing. But the next day there was some kind of a big celebration up in Grant Park, and most of the fire department went out of it, leaving only a skeleton crew, four or five guys. Paddy and the fellow with the good-looking wife were two of them. The other fellas finally went across the street to get a beer. They'd only gone a few minutes, but when they came back, Paddy was gone.
Gone?
Just gone. Nobody knew just where. He didn't come back. Chief figured he'd run off with some woman somewhere, so he crossed him off the department's lists, and that was that. Only it wasn't that. Because a year went by, and it was Thursday, just about this time of night. Fellas were sitting around, just the way we are, right here in this very room. Everything okay. And all at once, somebody said, "Look, on the floor. What's that?" That was a big stain. And when they looked close and touched it, it was blood. What could they do? Nobody knew how it got there. So somebody got some soap and water and some sand, and they scrubbed it up in case the inspector came around. Everybody helped but one. The fellow that had the pretty wife. He just sat there. Didn't move. Just kept watching. A week went by. Thursday again. Same time of night. The fellows were sitting around here, just the same as we are now. There it was again. Fresh blood. This time they called in the cops. Didn't do much good, because blood is blood, and that's all there was, just a little blood there on the floor. Scrubbed it up. Week went by. Thursday night came around again, and there they were, waiting. The floor was clean. Had a lantern sitting there. They waited. Nothing happened. And all at once it did. The light went out. Everybody began to yell in the dark, running around, bumping into each other. At last, someone found the light, lit it. Then they saw. There on the floor was blood again. Only this time it was pouring out from the throat of the fellow that had the pretty wife.
Well, what? What a hole?
He cut his own throat. At least, that's what they say. And he left a letter telling what he had done to Paddy. Cut him up and stuffed him into the boiler of the pumper all those weeks ago.
Right here? In this station?
That's right. Right here in this station. And there has been. And there hasn't been a night run out of this place for 20 years.
Well, what do you know?
There was something else you fellas don't know. Huh?
What was that, Hank? Huh?
His confession. Murderer said that he had cut Paddy up Right in there.
In there? You mean in the place where we make our coffee?
That's it.
Oh, well, how do you like that? I don't like it.
Well, that's all there is to it. Gosh, sure is dark, quiet night tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Say, Ryan.
Huh?
It's your turn to make the coffee tonight.
Oh. Is it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hank, would you like to come along and sort of help me?
The night is a sedative, prescribed by the rhythm of life's molecules, wearying in their sundance. The night is an old medicine man, mixing a dark brew of tremblings and laughter, and fury and past ecstasy, terror and hurt, and the wordless murmurs of a woman talking in memory. The night is an old medicine man.
Easy, girl. Easy.
She's tired. Duster is too. Aren't you, Duster?
We've been gone long.
Jay.
What's the matter?
We've been out for 6 hours.
Well, what do you know? It's good, Alice. Can't tell you how good it is.
I can imagine.
You know what the fellas used to call me?
What?
Bronco.
You?
Thanks. I used to talk so much about the horses and the range. Alice.
Yes, Jay?
Gee, Alice, I never want to go in.
We don't have to.
Ride all night?
Ride all night.
Gosh. You know what was the worst?
If you want to tell me.
When the captain used to button up the tanker and close the turret, there I was down there. The noise, Alice, the noise inside of that tank, like riding on the inside of a tin tub. I used to fire the gun. Those Italian roads during the summer, all the dust. Oh, Alice, it was the worst. They never knew it. I mean, the others never said anything, but me, inside the... You know.
I know.
The wind.
Yes, Jay.
The wind was never like this over there. Sage. I'd forgotten how wonderful.
I thought I wrote you.
You did, but it got hard to remember toward the end.
Yes, I can imagine.
You know, honey, I got one break.
What?
For bronc busting. I got the right arm left.
Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. It's better than that. It's wonderful. I'm back. And just think, I never have to go away again.
The night is a non-sectarian air-conditioned meeting house, echoing in a thundering chorus, Bible-pounding, Bible-reaching, hallelujahs, Lord's prayers, whispers, heaven-reaching, devil-catching, gospel-grinding, pitching, catching. The night is a meeting house.
This concludes our great meeting for tonight. Bless you all. And don't forget to leave your free will offering as you go out to carry on the way of the Great Spirit. Good night. God bless you. And don't forget to bring your friends next Saturday night, same time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The meeting's closed.
Excuse me, Reverend, could I...
Sorry, brother, sorry. In a little hurry tonight to do the work of the Lord. See you later.
God bless you, Reverend.
Harriet. Harriet!
All right, I heard you. Stop yelling.
Well, if you'd answer me, I wouldn't have to yell at you. Well, how did we do?
$103.
Why, the low-living tight fish.
Don't blame them. It's you.
Me?
Preaching. By the way you were going tonight, you couldn't raise a dollar out of a hard shell on its way to perdition.
I've been doing all right.
You were doing all right. But I'm telling you, you're slipping downhill faster than a pig on a greased runway.
Now, look here.
No, you listen to me. $103 from a meeting like tonight. You better listen.
What do you got to say?
I've been doing a lot of thinking. These West Coast amen snorters ain't what they used to be. Working in air plants and all that. They're getting modern ideas fast. All right? Why shouldn't you get modern ideas?
I preach from the headlines.
Ain't enough. Charlie, we gotta throw off the old coat like a rattlesnake in the spring.
What do you mean?
Don't be a thicker head than you are. We gotta go out of business and come back into business again.
Talk words.
Just this. Electronics.
Huh?
Electronics. I've been giving it a lot of thinking. Everybody's talking about electronics. Radio and that television and that new thing, radar. Electronics. That's what they're thinking about, and that's what we'll give them.
Well, keep talking.
This is the night we're starting over. Close right down, move right out, and start up someplace else. Long Beach or San Diego. New start with a new name.
Well?
The Electronical Pathway to the Cosmos.
Ah.
Don't look down your nose at me. I'm talking sense. The Electronical Pathway to the Cosmos. That's scientific. Fill the stage full of electrical stuff. Sparks shooting around. Mm-hmm. Sparks rising up to heaven, going up to heaven. Ride the sparks to the fountainhead of all the cosmos.
Hey, that's something.
Give them membership pins.
Yeah.
Made like jagged lightning.
Sure.
Pins to wear $5 cash to show that they're a member. The Electronical Society of the Cosmos.
The Electronical Society of the Cosmos. Harriet, I see it now. Jagged lightning crashing down on sinners. Burning sparks lifting the repentant sinners up to the highest pinnacle of the highest cosmos. The Bible seen through the eyes of modern science, through electronics. Hallelujah, amen. That's it. We're in business.
The night is a movement, east-west, along the path grooved by the sun. The night is a movement, east, west.
What time is it?
Huh? Almost half past.
They ought to be letting us on board soon now, don't you think?
What's the matter, soldier? Haven't you learned how to wait yet?
You know, I heard the...
No. I heard, you heard, he heard. It all adds up to parking it, soldier. Just parking it.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Sure.
Hey, watch out that stuff, man!
Boy, am I a lunkhead.
Are you?
Yeah. I had a chance to get out. No, I'm a dream boy. I tell him to forget.
Where were you?
Where wasn't I? From D-Day right on through. I was the second guy across the river to drink vodka with them Russians.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now you'll drink sake in Tokyo.
As my mama used to say, I should live so long.
Maybe you will.
Maybe. What's your name?
Frank.
Mine's Jake.
Hiya, Jake.
Pleased to meet you, Frank. Sure is dark.
Yeah.
I used to take boat rides at night in Central Park.
New York?
Yeah. A night, a boat, a girl. I was all right.
Ah, I know what you mean. Now I got the night and the boat. And that's it.
I'd like to hold on to this one.
Made in America. Put a tag on it.
Yeah, that's an idea. Stick around, Knight. Stay right here. Jake's coming back for you. Maybe.
All right, men. On board. Let's go.
Stick around, Knight.
The land is in darkness. The day, once capering with the promise of its allotted hours, has gone, creeping agedly over the edge of the sky. Night, soft veiling, lies thickly over the cities, county seats, towns, and villages, over the plantations, ranches, farms, and homesteads, over the mountains, buttes, dunes, knolls, over the rivers, lakes, the bays, and harbors. Through a whisper of time, the night is on the land.
You have just heard Night, a new play by Arch Obler. The original musical score was composed and conducted by David Raxon. The narrator was Theodore Von Eltz. The cast, in the order of their appearance, were Gloria Blondell, Frank Martin, Therese Lyon, Riff Barnett, Edmund MacDonald, Barney James, Roseanne Murray, Everett Allen, Dorothy Scott, Joe Granby, and Bruce Elliott. Next week, through the cooperation of Lester Cowan Productions, the play will be Mr. Pyle, based on the writings of America's beloved war correspondent, the late Ernie Pyle. The starring player will be Mr. Burgess Meredith. This will be the 10th in a special series of plays written, produced, and directed for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Arch Obler. To conclude the program, David Raxon conducts the orchestra in his original nocturne, written especially for this broadcast. Is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
From Hollywood.
Wait a minute. I got a form.
Well, hurry up.
Yeah. Tide to friend and dirt to foe. Put tide in and watch dirt go.
T-I-D-E-T-O-N.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Since Day After Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, we give you now, with their deepest affection, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's and Procter & Gamble's biggest comic Valentine, Red Skelton.
Hey, Mr. Fred, I'm glad you came in. Have you seen the morning paper?
Yes, Mr. Skelton, I have. What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to read it myself, if you don't mind.
Did you read about the fellow who sold all the atomic secrets to Russia for $400?
Yeah, the big idiot. The guy who's a rapper, Mickey Cornwood, who paid $500. What happened to the mail?
Oh, here it is, Mr. Skelton.
Mm-hmm. All these letters have been opened.
Yes, what would you like to know? You sure have got a lot of valentines in your mail, Mr. Skelton.
Yeah. Hey, I got a valentine for Rod O'Connor.
Oh,
wait till he sees it. The can of Red Heart dog food. Hey, here's a package from my sponsors.
Oh, what did Procter & Gamble send you in that box?
Well, a dozen pair of socks.
Oh, no, that's a nice valentine's gift.
Yep, nothing. They want me to wash them out and send them back. Hey, did you get any valentines, Mr. Fred?
Oh, I got a lovely one. The heart-shaped box with assorted bandages. They'll be nice to have around when they let that hydrogen bomb go off.
Very pleasant thought. You know, they're figuring out so many ways to get rid of the world. Wouldn't it be awful if the Republicans got in just as the world went out?
Tell me, what's that card you're hiding behind your back? Is that a valentine?
No, it's something personal. That laugh threw me. I can't let you see this one.
Why, Mr. Skelton, don't you trust your house boy?
Boy, get a little boy. This guy's so old, he used to peel the apples for Adam and Eve. Used to follow him around with a snake bite kit, you know. Oh, my.
Anybody home?
Yeah, come on in, Rod. Say, don't tell me you're out selling Girl Scout cookies.
No, this year I'm buying them.
Oh, good.
Okay, you called me to come running over here. Now, what's up?
Well, look, I got a mysterious valentine today, and I... Mr. Fred, I'd like... This is confidential, if you don't mind, please.
Well, I'm not eavesdropping. My ears are always at tension.
Well, go admire your teller. Go ahead.
No, very well, I'll leave. But I'm awfully good man at solving mysteries. I've solved every mystery but one.
What's that?
Me.
You know, I think you made him mad, Red.
I'd fire him, except for one thing. I never hired him.
Now, what about this mysterious valentine?
Well, it came in the mail today, and I don't know who sent it. It's got me worried. Here, look at this, boy.
Boy, it sure smells nice.
Yeah, there hasn't been a live fly in the house since I opened it.
Well, it's a mighty fancy valentine.
Oh, yeah, read it.
Wow!
Well, I didn't take it that way.
It's signed L.R.
Yeah.
Who's L.R.?
Well, it's got me worried. I don't know. Let's see. It could be Lana or Rita.
Hmm? Yeah, and then again, it could be Lassie and Rex, King of Wild Horses. Say, do you have a hidden past you're keeping a secret?
Well, when I was taken back in Wallace Circus, there was the tattoo lady. I had designs on her. Then there was the bearded lady. Of course, I kept that a secret. We just sort of beat around the bush on that. Look, I got to find out who sent this card. I won't be able to explain it to Georgia.
Well, why don't you just tell Georgia the truth, that you haven't the faintest idea who the card comes from?
Oh, you dreamer, you. Are you trying to frame me? Supposing you got a card like that, would you tell your wife? What would you tell her?
I wouldn't tell her anything. Just sit and listen.
Now that we understand each other.
Oh, why don't you just tear it up and forget about it?
Because the envelope wasn't sealed, and I'm afraid Georgia's already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she'll probably be waiting around to see if I'll mention it. The only way I can clear myself is to find out who sent it.
Okay, I'll help you. How about the Four Knights?
No, they didn't send this, Valentine. They sent me a record.
Really?
Chattanooga Shoe Shine. Would you like to hear it? Put it on for
you. Yeah. Say, boy, they sure put a big heart in a big heart package, didn't
they? Yeah, they're trying to shame me into more money, I think.
Man, you been in that new shoe shine parlor yet?
Where's that man, Fourth and Grand?
That's the place.
No, but I heard a lot of talk of it, though.
Have you ever passed the corner of Fourth and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoe shine stand? People gather round just to clap their hands. He's a red, big funnel of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a red, big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't care the way he makes it pop.
You ought to see him
brand the air
with the hoppity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hoppity-hoppity-hop.
He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get a burning when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with the red big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Chattanooga shine boy.
Chattanooga. Chattanooga,
shoe shine boy.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. Wash day miracles are something you women have come to expect from Tide. But this latest Tide miracle has amazed even you. For Procter & Gamble's Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. How can that be? Well, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, the dirt goes too. You can take your clothes right from the wringer and hang them up, fresh and white and clean. Yes, clean. It's already history the way Tide gets clothes clean with rinsing. Gets them cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. And when you do and compare the results, I guarantee you'll be delighted. Your clothes will be amazingly fresh, clean, and white. Another pleasant result is the time and work you save. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today in the same familiar package gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, now, we know the Four Knights didn't sing it, and that lovely Valentine that John Holbrook just read.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he didn't sing it.
Well, you might as well turn yourself over to Georgia, then.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea.
No, suicide's out.
No, if Georgia gets suspicious, you can solve everything by buying her a lot of presents.
Yeah.
Prove to her that she's the only woman in your life.
Uh-huh. That might do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could buy her. I thought you were going to laugh when you said that. Yeah, I could buy her a box of candy and some flowers. That'll do it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Take another whip at that Valentine. Are you sure candy and flowers are enough?
Yeah, maybe I better get her some nylons, too, huh?
Better read the verse on that card again.
Wow! Maybe a pair of earrings.
Okay, so you take her the candy and the flowers and the nylons and the earrings, see?
Yeah.
And then she wants to see the card. What do you think?
Wonder if there's a Cadillac agency open around here.
Well, come on. Let's go shopping.
Okay. Hey, you sure you didn't send me that Valentine? L.R. It could stand for Lardy Rod, you know.
No, I didn't send you a Valentine. Oh, hey, there's Willie Lump Lump sitting on a bench waiting for a bus. You know, he might be the one that sent the Valentine. He's always playing practical jokes.
Anything he would send would be in a bottle. Look, I got to go do some shopping. Huh?
Well, I'll catch up with you. I want to ask Willie if he knows anything about that Valentine signed L.R. Hiya, Willie. You waiting for a bus?
Well, let's not get nosy, bro. I'm hitchhiking.
You're hitchhiking?
Yeah.
How can you hitchhike sitting there on a bench with... You haven't even got your thumb out.
Well, my thumb is out, but it's in my pocket, you see. I'm the backward type, you know. I hitchhiked out here from New York, you know.
Really?
Took me 4 months across the desert.
How come it took you so long?
Well, you see, my thumb sunburned so easily, I have to travel at night. You know?
Where's your car?
Huh?
Where's your car?
Well, the last time I saw my car, it was riding a fire hydrant piggyback. But it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
No?
I was driving along, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, this stupid fire hydrant darted out in front of me. And against the signal, mind you, against the signal.
Well, were you hurt?
Hmm?
Were you hurt?
No, luckily, I was in the back seat asleep at the time.
Who was driving?
Mm.
I said if you were asleep in the back seat, who was driving?
That's rather difficult when you put it that way.
Well, I don't see your car around here, so you remember where you left it?
Look, I only remember one thing.
What's that?
Like, you don't look right to me. You just don't look right, big boy.
Now, look, let's not get started with that.
I've met a lot of characters in my day, but you just don't look right to me. And I hope you're taking this down because you just don't look right to me. And you may quote me, too.
Look, answer one thing. Did you send a Valentine to Skelton signed L.R.?
You're a big silly. My initials ain't L.R. I'm Willie Lumpup, remember? Stupid. Willie Lumpup, my initials are W.L.U.M.P.U.M.
Say, what are those lilies you're holding? Are you taking them home to your wife?
No, they're for myself. When my wife gets through with me, when I get home, all I gotta do is cross my hands across my chest and I'm ready for the service. Oh, here comes a taxi. I'll see if I can help. Hey, taxi! Hey, you stupid bum! Hey!
Willie, that's no taxi.
Way out of this, will you? Hey, taxi! All right, I'll see you later. Well, howdy, gentlemen. Now you know where to take me.
Well, I better see how Red's making out in the store.
Hey, Rod, over here. I'm going to buy a Valentine for Ida Hawkins, you know.
Really? What'd you find?
Hmm?
What'd you find?
Look at this cute Valentine here. You open it up and you can hear Dave Rose and his orchestra playing There's No Tomorrow.
Thank you.
Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Now, that's a startling statement, but it is true, and you can prove it. Just wash your clothes with Procter & Gamble's Tide. Then, don't rinse. Just wring out your clothes. And, lady, they're ready for the line. That's because Tide gets the dirt out of your clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Your wringer takes out both water and dirt. Your wash is fresh, white, clean. Now, you know that with rinsing, Tide gets your clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. And now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. You'll be amazed. And you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. Remember, every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today.
Say, it wasn't those sweet sentiments that John just read.
Yeah.
Lovely to know how they love clean clothes, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes. Makes you want to run right home and rinse out a few things, don't it?
Yes, let's do it tonight instead of playing canasta.
Read what's there. Hey, I just thought of something. LR could stand for let's rinse. No, because with Tide, you don't have to. Well, now, let's see. Where can we go from here? I think I'll go over and see if I can get some perfume for Georgia.
Well, I'm going to get a nice card for Sylvia, too. She doesn't really need one, though. She hardly used the one I gave her last year. Boy, somebody slammed the door so hard he broke the glass. Oh, no wonders. Junior, the hydrogen kid.
Junior, look what you've done. Just look what you've done.
Why should I look? It's nothing new to me, you know.
I told you a million times not to slam doors. You're just getting too big for your little britches.
Oh, is that where I feel a draft from? Stop shaking me, will you? Stop shaking me. The frog in me pocket's getting dizzy.
What? You didn't bring your pet frog with you.
No, I'm kidding. I left him home to take a nap.
Where at home did you leave your frog? Not in your bed again.
Goodness, no. You told me never to put him in my bed, so I didn't.
That's a good boy.
So tonight when you go to your bed, would you please look under the pillow and see if he's comfortable?
You left your frog under my pillow?
Well, of course, the last time I put him under your covers, your feet were so cold he had goose pimples for 3 days. I couldn't tell where his eyes started. They were so big.
Junior, now just for that young man, I'm taking you right home.
No. Please, let go of me here. Let go of me here. You make me look like Dumbo, kid. Please. I'll be good. Please let me stay here because I come down to buy you a Valentine and I haven't bought one yet.
Oh, really? Well, dear.
They fall for this stuff.
Well, that's pretty sweet of you to want to buy me a Valentine.
Yeah.
I guess I can overlook all the bad things you've done.
Well, that's going to take a heap of overlooking, you know. But I sure appreciate it. Uh-huh. Really, I do. Honest, I really, really, truly, the calla lilies go in bloom again. Really, they are.
What are you going to buy me, Junior?
Well, you stay right here. I'll case the joint, and I'll be right back. Now, let me see. There's so many things here. What can I get Mommy for Valentine's Day? Oh, she'd probably like it if I got lost. That's what she really does.
Can I help you, little boy?
Well, frankly, I'd be on helping. But I would like to buy a present for me Mommy, you know, something real nice, something expensive but cheap.
Well, how much did you plan on spending?
Well, I can go as high as a dime.
A dime?
Yes.
My. Where did you get all that money?
Well, don't spread it around, kid, but I'm the bomb spotter in Mickey Cohen's neighborhood.
Are you sure a dime is all you can afford to spend?
Well, actually, Pop gives me a couple of dollars to buy her a present with, but I'm trying to save a widow from me sweet tooth fund, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you buy your mother a box of candy and maybe she'll share it with you?
What a bully idea. What kind of candy have you got?
Well, these caramels are very nice.
Yeah, Mother Ray's nice at this time of year, too.
Well, here now. Try one and see if you think she'll like it.
Well, I don't mind if I does. That's not bad, not bad. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, this peanut brittle is nice. Try a piece.
Oh, wonderful, you insist. That is delicious, delicious. Now, it's awful nice, but she hates peanut brutal.
You mean brittle?
No, she got no teeth and it's brutal.
Well, how do you like the milk chocolate?
Why, I don't know. I never milk one. What else have you got?
Well, these bonbons are very...
Thank you.
please, lady, please.
And then we have some lovely coconut cream candy.
I don't really think I can shampoo anymore. You know? M75 pieces are beginning to gang up on my tummy, you know?
Oh, you do look a little green. Are you ill?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Tell me, where do you drop dead around here?
Well, before you drop, just hand me the $2 to pay for the candy you've eaten.
Here, don't get too near me. Don't get too near me. I think my tummy's coming up for air.
Well, Junior, how are you making out?
Please, Fatso, I'm sick enough without looking at all that pork.
Junior, what's wrong with you?
Never mind. Me sweet tooth and nominimus. Tell him to come and get me. Call him. Me misspent youth is now catching up with me at last. I'm so sick I can't know me.
Well, you better let me take you to your mother.
Get your hand off of me, gelatin boy.
Junior, why do you call me gelatin boy?
Hadn't you heard?
No.
I called him the way I cheated.
Junior, Junior, have you been in the green paint?
No. They've been trying to pass me for a $10 bill. Mommy, take me home. I don't want to die without me hopping on Cassidy boots on.
What's happened to my baby? What's happened to my baby?
Oh, cut out that Academy Award talk. There's no use making us all sick around here, you know?
I know what, dear. I'll buy you some candy, and that'll make you feel better.
Please, if you love me, you'll never mention candy in front of me again. I'm going to put it on me blacklist along with spinach.
He's eating so much candy, he could give transfusions to Hershey bars.
Please, don't make...
You better take him home, Lorraine.
Oh, my poor baby.
Yeah, poor baby.
Come along, dear.
I never do another bad thing as long as I live.
Oh, well, let's hope so, dear. Here, I'll open the door for you.
Thank you.
Did you notice, dear, they replaced the glass in the door?
It's hardly worth the trouble, I did, huh?
Just wait until I get you home. I'm going to give you the spanking of your life.
Please, Mommy,
now,
don't.
You come with
please,
me.
Please, now, I'm fat. Sick. I'm sick. Let go of me here. I'm a sick boy. Let go of me.
Well, I better go find Skelton. He'll probably need some help with his packages. Oops, I'm sorry, mister.
Please now, buddy, please.
Well, Cauliflower, how are you?
Hey, watch it, fella. Let's keep this a clean fight now. Oh, there's the bell. Unclench me.
Cauliflower, let go of my arms. It's me, O'Connor.
You'll have to talk louder. That burglar alarm's making so much racket, I can't even see.
Are you still hearing bells?
No. What do you think? I'm point drunk or something? There's one thing about me. I got all my marbles, boy. Oh, I don't have all my angus, but I got my marbles. You know, some fighters stay in the ring a little bit too late. You know, they start hearing bells and birds and all the time, boy, but not me. I take care of myself, boy. I take care of myself. I really take care of myself. Pardon me. I think somebody wants me on the phone.
Well, say, I see your nose is all bandaged up. Did you get it broken in a fight?
No. I had some plastic surgery done on it.
Oh, you've got a new nose.
No, it's the same nose. I just had it lifted. I'm trying to keep it out of my mouth. Listen, that guy handle that. And ring the bell. Give that man a cigar, will you?
Boy, hey, how about that fight I had in Anaheim last night, huh? How about that fight?
What happened?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Did you get knocked out again?
Yeah, but I sure had the guy worried for a while, boy. Did I have him worried? He thought I was dead. Boy, a flock of them flew over that time. Hey, hold it. That's strange. We're so close to CBS, but I hear them NBC chimes.
Hey, Cauliflower, how did you ever happen to become a fighter?
Did I ever tell you about my first fight?
No.
Ever tell you about my last fight?
No.
Same fight. See, I had on something. It's the only way I could get any wet.
How long have you been married now?
Oh, well, let's help the Salvation Army. I hear the tambourine coming. What you say?
I said, how long have you been married?
Well, let's see now. Me and Mabel first met at the Golden Gloves in Chicago. We were both middleweight at the time. We was married right in the ring. Oh, did you hear that? I thought I heard something. Go ahead.
Well, how romantic being married.
I did hear something. The fire truck.
What's that?
I said it's very romantic, being married right in the ring.
No, it was a necessity, see? Mm-hmm. The fight, the night before the wedding, see, I had a big fight, and they couldn't hold out for the ceremony waiting for me to come to, see?
Yeah.
So the referee just stopped the count over me, and they pronounced me man and wife right in the ring.
Well, where did you spend your honeymoon?
In a coma. That's a little place down here in Southern California. Yeah, later, me and the bride spent a two carefree week in the Main Street gym, you know. All the money slammed the locker door.
Well, did your wife like spending her honeymoon in the gym?
Well, sure, that way she could be near her mother, who was rattling at the time. You think fighters are punch drunk? You want to get a load of some of them rattlers. Every night at 5 o'clock sharp, they're so anxious to get out of that gymnasium, and it's a big brawl to see who's going to get on the elevator first.
Well, so what?
There's no elevator in that gymnasium.
Boy, that is bad.
Yeah, why can't they stand there and wait in line like I do? Hey, let's hurry. Recess is over and the school bell just rang.
Cauliflower, get hold of yourself. There are no bells ringing.
They're not, but I see those swallows are returning to Casper Strano early next year.
I gotta go buy my wife a Valentine.
Say, speaking of Valentine, here's one for you. It's a couple of ringside tickets from a fight tonight.
Well, thanks a lot.
I'll see you there. I'll be in a seat right next to you.
I thought you were fighting.
I am, but believe me, when that guy I'm fighting hits me, I'll be in a seat right next to you. Oh, I hear somebody open the cash register. I gotta go get some change. I'll see you later, buddy.
Boy, is that guy punchy.
He sure is. Why do you associate with the guys like that? People that don't use their brain. Get intelligent people to run around with.
Yeah. Well, you sure bought enough stuff for your wife. That ought to square you with Little Red.
Yeah, Little Red? That's my pet name for Georgia. She sent me that sign, LR. Hey, Rod, answer the phone.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's new dream shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle new dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
New dream shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is running this program for the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's the show for this week. If you want to find more from Red Skelton, Arch Obler's plays, past episodes of this podcast, and all the others, just visit RelicRadio.com. You'll also find a link there to our Shoutcast stream and our donate button. If you enjoy this and all the shows and would like to help keep it all going, click on that donate button. You'll find some downloadable sets for certain donation amounts. And as always, thank you very much to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Tuesday with another hour of the Relic Radio Show. Relic Radio Show is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.